Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
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 Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
What is going on, everybody? Brock and Marcy here. And Marcy, it has been way too long. It has been almost 2 years.
What was the last show? Was it the day that, or the New Year's?
No, no. I can go online and probably see. But it's been a long time.
It has, hi.
I remember the last show because I'm like, oh, we're going to record again. And then I'll have something to talk about because I was about to host, or not host, DJ before Three Doors Down. I was going to open that show.
Oh, at the Amp.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. And now Three Doors Down is coming back next week.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
You did DJ before.
I didn't get to meet them or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, I did. I did do it.
Why do you not do more of those?
So it's only when they ask. Like, I can't just do them.
Does the band provide somebody sometimes? And
Yeah. So they wanted somebody local.
Okay.
Who could open for them and just play music and stuff. And so that's how I got the gig.
Okay.
Almost didn't get it because I told them I didn't want to. You know what? No, this was after that. We last did one of these on 10/28/21, and I forgot to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. October 28, 2021.
That was 2 years
Almost 2 years ago.
Wow.
So in those 2 years, this is kind of an update show. What has been going on?
I don't even know. Where did 2 years go?
Like in the last 2 years, we've hung out some. We've got to do fun things together.
Yes.
We've kept our relationship alive. And we just did a show for Brock in the Morning, which if you want to hear is on the Sam's Furniture Radio app, or it will be on my podcast, which I guess it's Brock in the Morning. Just search Brock in the Morning. Just do that.
Okay.
Which is also a live show. I just have a live show without you now.
Yeah.
But I don't ever do it alone.
So bad. No.
It's always with somebody random.
Random. Exactly. You have no
There's no consistency.
Friend. Yes. But.
And then you look at that, you try to play off that person and they don't get
they
you.
They don't get you.
Or they don't get it because they're not in the studio enough. You're like, this is where you commentate or laugh.
We had undeniable chemistry as co-hosts together.
Eat a foldable.
Sure.
That'll help you.
Yes.
Eat some foldables. That will help. All of it. So in 2 years, your kids have grown. You had another kid?
I did not have another child. No, I think Jackson. So Jackson has gone to kindergarten since then. He's now a first grader. And then Drew's a fourth grader. So I just got a couple.
So Jackson's still feisty. Drew is still Drew.
Jackson's still a little stinker. And Drew is still like hanging out with a 16-year-old. Like never wants to get in trouble and always like.
It's true.
He's an easy kid for the most part. He finally, just a week ago, started football.
Does he like it or is it too aggressive?
He loves it.
Okay.
Which is a big deal because he's played every other sport except for football. And I said, if you suck at football, we will change the backstory to your name because I can't have you running around.
Like Drew Brees. But he's not a quarterback, is he?
Drew Brees was a quarterback.
No, Drew.
Oh, we haven't got that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does he want to play?
I think anything.
Because Calvin is an offensive lineman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Calvin?
He's stout.
Okay.
He can hold those guys back. He was his first game this year, he was holding back kid almost twice his size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And it's fun to see how Calvin and Drew, they're the same age, how they've become friends.
Yeah.
They had a couple sleepovers. And they're like, seeing them when they see each other, their faces light up and like,
So we went to dinner like a month or two ago, and those two sat at a table by themselves next to each other in the booth. We couldn't figure that
not
out.
Not across from each other.
It was so cute.
Right next to each other. So it's good when your friends, the adult friends, have kids that like each other. Yeah. It's like my my best friend Josh, who lives in Dallas. Mm-hmm. His daughter is my daughter's best friend.
Aw,
and she came up this summer. They got to spend, well, we went down there, and then she rode with us home. They got to spend almost 2 weeks together.
Nice.
Which was a huge deal for Brimley, you know.
You had a kid here, an extra kid here for 2 weeks?
No, she was with her mom most of the time.
Oh, okay.
So she was here a couple days. But
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so it's fun to see that.
It makes hanging out a lot more fun, like for you guys as adults when the kids are having fun and entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what we talked about the last time we were doing this, but...
Yeah.
You started working at you're doing marketing.
Yeah. So my other life, my other career is marketing. And I went to work for a fundraising company doing something really similar to what I did at Sears back in Chicago.
Like running it into the ground?
Running into the ground. Yeah. They just sold the headquarters.
Like, you ready for this to go down? I can help with that.
Yeah. So I did that for a year and a half, and then I left that company at the beginning of summer because it was just getting a little too difficult to get the balance to manage everything I needed to at home and with work. So, but love the company, best company ever. They took such good care of us employees. So I'm doing that, and then I started a permanent jewelry company.
Yes, you did.
On a whim, which is crazy because I've never been a business entrepreneurial type of mindset.
Until you started hanging out with me.
Until I started hanging out with you. And now I'm living this life. And the radio show has been a good foundation because I kind of know the area. I met so many people
right
through radio that I've reached out to and connected with that's helped in this business. So it's fun. And now anytime I see you, which is not that often, I'm always asking you questions because this is your thing. This
business, is, business, business.
Yeah, it's fun though.
So the funny thing about this, because people don't know, because this business wasn't a thing back then, we hung out one night, our families, and we are at Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was talking to your husband, and I told him my business. He goes, "You need to talk to Marcy." And so I go, "You started a business?" And you're like, "Yeah, it's permanent jewelry." I go, "What's the name of your business?" And you said?
Lux Links.
So I had just started a side business with Josh, who, you know, had been on the show, ate all those hot peppers that one time, did a lot of stuff at my house. And we started a like a handyman type construction business. And the name of that was Lux Home Solutions.
Oh, funny.
We had the same name. Like, and we hadn't even talked about it.
I know.
Like, of course.
I just had a neighbor tell me the other day. She's like, "My husband said, what's up with Lux?" And she said, "You mean Marcy's business?" And he said, "No, I'm seeing the word Lux showing up everywhere."
Well,
now.
Darn it.
I know. They're catching on to us. Like, we started.
You know what? It was probably ChatGPT. I've been using that a lot lately. Yes. That helped me come up with the name. Lux Home Solutions. NWA.
There's a collaboration in there somewhere. I just know there is.
While Josh is fixing something at your house, Marcy comes in.
Yes.
And is doing permanent jewelry on you. You not only do permanent jewelry, you also do hair and stuff.
I do hair tinsel, which is super popular with not just kids, which I was intending, but adults love it. The college kids love it. And then glitter tattoos. Yeah.
That's fun.
It is. It's way more fun than I really just thought it was going to be something fun for the little kids that maybe couldn't get jewelry for some reason. But it's taking
Would you
on.
Ever do a booth at... say SOAR NWA?
I was supposed to do a booth at SOAR, and I could. It's such a long event. I could not work
it
out.
It was super long.
Yeah,
it was
a little
hot.
Too long. But because
my daughter Brimley got a henna tattoo.
Oh yeah, those are cool.
She got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't cheap.
No, mine are affordable.
There you go. So you're doing that now full time, doing tons of parties.
I am. I did JJ's Live. Do you know how they do their events?
Yeah.
We did their Taylor Swift event, and that's 18 and older, and we did Taylor Swift tattoos and hair tinsel and jewelry, and it was so much
what
fun.
What was that event?
So they do theme nights.
Oh, okay.
So they literally just have a DJ up on the stage. his background screen will show Taylor album covers and stuff like that. And he plays her hits.
Oh, that's cool.
And they go nuts like she's up there. It was like...
Oh, no, we did one of those here at the Meteor.
Okay.
It was called the Errors Night or something. It was for charity.
Yes.
And there were so many girls there.
Yeah.
Going and nuts.
It was like over 900 people. And I
wow.
It blew my mind because I'm like, but she's not here. You know that, right?
It's kind of like going to a listening party.
Yes.
Like, I can listen to this at home.
We're going
to
do it again because she's doing that big re-release coming up in October. I know.
It's just money in the bank.
It's crazy.
Why don't we host a Taylor Swift party?
I know.
And the DJ, they gave us a list. They go, just, this is the order of her tour songs.
Yeah.
Just play this. In this order.
Yeah.
Try to get them excited.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
Okay. That's easy.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. I'm still doing Brock Entertainment, if anyone's wondering. Since 2021, I mean, business has always gone up. It has gone crazy.
That's awesome. Are you hiring more people?
Always hiring. So if you're, I mean, not everybody gets hired because it takes a special person.
Yeah.
Last year, in January, I had a guy come with me for his first event to mm-hmm. see if he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, here's what we do. Do you like it? He dipped on me halfway through. I thought he went to the bathroom. He never came back. Wouldn't answer my calls.
No.
Wouldn't answer my texts. Like, if you don't like it, that's fine. Just tell me. Don't just dip.
He literally just left.
Said too much pressure. I go, on who? You're just watching tonight. You don't know how to do any of this. Too much. I can't do it.
Did you pay? Do you pay for training?
Not the first time.
Okay.
No, because
then. As a
rule?
Yeah.
Okay. They have to go through 3 events with us.
Okay.
Before I start paying.
Okay.
Because I don't want people just to come in and, oh, I made, you know, some money here, money for events that it's not going anywhere. And after 3 events, I know whether they're going to be on the team or not.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll cut the cord or. They're like, yeah, I want to do this. And you can tell.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. For everybody.
So, yeah, they dip. But, yeah, we're always hiring. Last October, between September and the first 2 weeks of November. No, between October and the first 2 weeks of November, we did over 100 events.
Wow.
It was nuts.
What is the majority of what you'll do?
Weddings.
In the fall or always?
Fall weddings are the busiest.
Huge. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be June. Now it's just hot.
Okay.
So our June is now May.
Okay.
May is a lot busier than June.
Okay.
And then it picks up in September, October, November is... In November, we used to do a few events. It wasn't that busy because it's holidays. It's getting colder. Now the first 2 to 3 weeks of November, packed.
What are you doing? Holiday?
Weddings.
Oh, more weddings.
Yeah, weddings. And then once Thanksgiving hits, then we do parties.
That's
still doing weddings, but doing Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Lots of Christmas parties. And still doing a lot of corporate stuff, working with a company locally called Grazzi.
Okay.
We got 2 Arkansas tailgate parties coming up.
Nice.
One in Walmart parking lots.
Okay.
This last year I got to meet Sean White at one of those events in a Walmart parking lot.
Fun, yeah.
Do an event with him. Did another event with Danielle and Eric Musselman's at the Momentary in Bentonville.
Yep.
It was for Pillsbury. And I interviewed Eric and I go, hey, I'm going to ask you some questions. He's like, what? I go, favorite cereal, favorite blah, blah, blah. He goes, I go, just say one of these brands, you know, from G. What is the brand?
General Mills.
Yeah. GM. I go, say Cheerios or something. And so I'm interviewing him. He's saying it. I go, so I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the crowd and went to put the mic in front of his mouth, popped him right in the mouth. oops. He's a cool guy though. So,
oh my God.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy. But no, he was cool. He was cool with it. So yeah, just super busy with that. And then, you know, Ashton being pregnant. Oh, I didn't even.
Have you not? Oh yeah.
I announced it on my show, but if you haven't been catching up, and I still post on our social, but yeah, Ashton's having we're having a baby boy.
So exciting.
In January.
Oh my gosh.
Original date was January 6th.
Okay.
Which was Insurrection Day.
Okay.
At like, the White House, the Capitol Insurrection.
Okay.
And then they changed it to January 9th, which is my dad's birthday.
Okay.
But the baby will probably be born between January 2nd and 3rd because we got to schedule it.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have a C-section.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you're going to be so busy. Like, you will have a baby tomorrow. That's what it's going to feel like. Like, you're just, because you're going to be so busy. It's going to fly by.
But I told Ashton, I will not be a part of this child's life until.
Good. It's good she knows up front.
I'm too busy in general.
Good. Okay. Are you going to take a paternity leave from your business?
Paternity test? Yes. 100%. Brock, you are.
After that.
Not the father. What? What? No. Yeah. For a couple of days.
I mean, you work from home a lot anyways.
This was planned.
Yes, yes, yeah.
To have a baby either January, February, or March.
Oh, like literally the timeline.
Because that's my slow period.
Okay.
So I have more time where I can be here and not be working as much.
Not worrying about.
And when I do work, I'm only working on weekends.
Yeah.
So when Brimley was born, I was headed to an event when I got the text, hey, I think my water broke.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, crap, at the Springdale Country Club. So I didn't have as many guys back then. Hit up one of my guys and said, hey, I'll set this up. Can you do it? He's like, I gotcha.
Okay.
Then set it up, went home, and I could have DJ'd the event because Brimley wasn't born until 4 o'clock in the morning. But
you got to be there.
I know, but
you know how much stuff you would get if you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it'd probably be worth it. But not with Ashton. I would never do that to her. Yeah. So yeah, hers is a planned C-section, and I'll be home. Aww. Since I work from home, it's a lot easier. So leading up to this, everybody, if you know, you don't listen to my morning show every day like you should.
Right.
Brock in the Morning, Sam's Furniture Radio. Download the app in the app store for free.
Duh.
Or samsfurnitureradio.com. Ashton has wanted a baby, and I thought, I'm too old.
Yeah.
I'm just too old. I just turned 41. Like, ugh, she's 33. So much younger.
Yeah.
You know, robbing the cradle. Go me. And then, so I'm like, I don't know that I can do it. I don't think I have the patience.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the kids out of the house and have each other moving forward.
Yeah.
And travel and whatever. But then we agreed to watch Dustin, my trainer, Dustin Williams. He had a son last September who was born with some health issues at the time and born early. And they didn't want to put him in daycare until he was 6 months. So Ashton agreed, because she was out of a job at the time. She had been laid off, that, hey, I'll watch your son just to get it out of my system.
Oh, geez.
So for 2.5 months, we had him every day. In the mornings, I'd go, I'd be like, where's Ashton? They'd be napping together.
Oh my gosh, I bet that was the best.
She'd be sleeping with him.
Yeah.
He'd take a nap, she'd take a nap. Like, what in the heck is going on?
This is perfect. Like,
and basically raised him, you know, like a daycare would for 2.5 months. And she loved it. And at that point, I liked the kid. And our kids liked the kid, you know. Because that was another issue is will our kids like having a baby brother or baby sister?
Yeah.
Or will they feel threatened? Or will they feel like maybe we don't love them enough and that we want more kids? And that was all issues that, you know, we thought about and came to the conclusion that if it's a God thing, then we'll have a kid.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So she got pregnant, told me the day after my birthday.
Aww.
With a onesie. She goes, oh, I got one more gift for you. And I open it. It's a Purple Rain Prince onesie. Just like the picture on the wall.
Okay.
I'm like, what?
How long had you guys been trying?
A couple months, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple months. And she wasn't sure she'd be able to because her last pregnancy with Calvin, the youngest, it was very traumatic and didn't go very well. But
okay.
The doctor told her to wait 4 years. Well, it's been 8.
Okay.
So hopefully it would be better. And,
yeah.
Yeah, everything's
good. And so far, like, all the checkups are right on track.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
And she was pregnant the same time as her sister. Her sister just had a baby girl.
Oh, she had her.
So, yeah, she had a little baby girl. And
aww.
And so they'll have each other, cousins.
Yeah. yeah. Okay, wait. What's the new baby's name?
Hallie.
Hallie. And yeah, when was she born?
She was born yesterday.
No, she was not. Really?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was born.
Because I was just, when were we together? When was that?
It was a couple weeks ago.
When we did Modern Mission.
But she had a schedule and she was induced.
I'm sure I did know she was that close, but dang.
Yep. So she had the baby and now Ashton will have a baby.
I'm so excited.
Our first boy.
So is Ashton just going to stay not working until the baby is like ready to?
So that was another thing. She had another job and she always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and prayed about it. And because God answers prayers, she got laid off
again
from a new job she had only been at for 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is no time at all to know how well you're going to do at the job, especially yeah. since the job was created for her.
Yeah.
And then they realized we don't need this position and we're paying way too much for this position.
Yeah.
She got laid off. While she was upset, I'm like, you can't be that upset. God just answered your prayer.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And in that, you know, to make this spiritual, because this is a podcast and we can say whatever we want. after she was laid off, I'm like, now it falls on my shoulders, you know. And as a man, it can be scary taking care of a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
That next week, because she got laid off on a Friday, that next week, I booked like 25 events.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, well, I guess this is supposed to happen. And it's just been crazy.
You guys will be fine because you already plan well, kid or new kid or not.
Right.
You already plan well. And she, like, that child will eventually go to school. And so she might want to go back to work.
No, and she does. She just is trying to figure out what career she wants to do, you know. Yeah. So giving her some time to think about it. And, you know, I'm all for her being in a position where she's happy at what she does.
Yes.
Like I am. Like doing something that you love to do.
Yeah.
Not just a job.
Yeah.
You know, and she I think the last time we were recording, she was working for Facebook. And, of course, they had those big layoffs.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of her dream jobs. She just loved it.
Really?
Loved the culture, loved her team. It was really hard work.
Yeah.
But she loved it.
Oh, that's good.
And so she wouldn't not mind, like, she would love getting back with Facebook in the future, but, you know,
yeah,
she just liked that opportunity. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. when this job presented itself, it was more of, all right, she gets to work from home when she wants. There is an office. Our next door neighbor across the street worked there. It paid a lot of money. That was probably, we looked at that too much because she had to choose between two jobs and chose the one that paid the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, she's like, I don't even know that this is going to work. Mm. So that's okay. You know, God has his own timing and here we are today.
Yeah, that little baby, like they always say, you're only little once.
Yeah.
So she should just soak it up and not even worry about work now.
And so this will be the first time we've had a kid together that we can raise with a partner that we are with.
Yeah.
She got to do that a little bit, but not for the full thing.
And yeah.
So we're excited about that.
Yay!
You know, putting our own ideals and our own life into this without being pulled by some outside force.
Yeah, no,
you know?
That's
coming to agreement on everything.
Right.
You know?
Which has its perks and its...
Right.
Not perks, I guess. Yeah.
I'm taking a page out of the playbook of your husband, so...
Yelling and screaming a lot.
Yeah,
that goes over real well.
So what else has been happening over the last 2 years? Highlights of the Marcy life, Marcy world.
I don't know. Will took a new job at Tyson.
So same company, just new position, right?
Same company, and it was a result of the big shift they did with closing the offices.
And they shut down
around the country,
quite a bit.
Which is crazy. They closed all the offices.
Yeah.
Chicago, South Dakota, and I think there's another one too. But because of that, so Will's history in a nutshell, he worked at Tyson in Chicago and South Dakota, like before he knew me. So he had some lifelong friends that have now moved here.
Like his job for his lifelong job, right?
Yeah, he's had, like, there's been instances where he left Tyson and went somewhere else, but he ended back up there.
You always go back to your first love.
He went back and for a long time, because we moved here from Chicago. He was with Tyson in Chicago. We moved here for a new job. And
that's how we met.
Which is how we met. And for a while there, we were questioning if we made the right decision because Tyson was not kind of panning out the way we expected.
Career-wise,
not the path that we were looking for. And then things kind of got a shake up and now he's back to really enjoying his job. So
good.
Yeah. So that's
good.
That's what he's doing. And the boys are wild as ever.
Will's fishing all the time.
Will's fishing. They're doing a tournament. They're doing the Tyson tournament. Drew and Will. In a couple weeks, they're doing the Tyson tournament together. Jackson just started karate.
Does he like it? Because I know he likes to fight.
Karate? He does. And I like it because they're teaching a lot of, like, respect.
Good.
That kind of thing.
Good, good.
So he's doing that. I did, like, I put my foot down starting this school year, and I got rid of a lot of their extracurriculars because the running around and back and forth, I'm over it. I'm over it. Yeah. So, you know, you put your kids in different activities and sports to expose them to things, but they're both getting to the age now that they know what they want, and can choose versus you need something to do after school.
Right.
So that's the, you know, like, then I got to drag a kid who doesn't really want to play soccer.
Well, that's where we got with Brimley. She was in gymnastics. Then we were dragging her. And I'm like, if we have to pull you out of the car, we're not doing it. And then she did dance, loved dance, until it got to be, we were having to pull her out of the car
because
of dance.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that. So now she's not a part of anything. But she wants to take piano and singing lessons.
Ooh, that's different.
She wants to be a singer.
Okay,
which is why I have the speaker in my studio.
Yeah,
because I have it hooked up with a real mic. She comes and does karaoke.
Aww.
While I work, so we're both practicing. But you know, she told me she told Ashton this, and then I confronted her. She's at a new school this year, and two things. They do announcement. They have an announcements team mm-hmm. that you can try out for, and she wanted to try out, but said it was too much pressure. I'm like, Brimley, you have a heads up over everybody.
Yeah.
So she didn't try out. I go, well, I'm disappointed, but because I believed in you. I want you to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Well, now she wants to try out for Quiz Bowl.
Ooh, fun.
So we did some quizzes at dinner the other night.
And
Quiz Bowl may not be in her future.
What kind of questions are there in Quiz Bowl?
Just all the questions. Science, history, math, all of them.
Okay.
She didn't fare too well.
Okay.
Like, when she was talking about, she's like, you know, like, they'll ask questions like, what's your favorite movie?
I'm thinking more of the 7 a.m. challenge.
And I'm like, they won't ask you what's your favorite movie? How can you get points on that? Like, Titanic. That's incorrect.
Yeah, the name sounds fun. Quiz Bowl.
I'm like, it's not pop quiz. They're not going to ask you, what's the latest Olivia Rodrigo song or Taylor Swift? What is her tour called?
Come on.
It's like, it's not like that. She's like, oh. So when I took her to school the other day, I found a YouTube video that was just quiz questions. And I go, here, play it. You answer. Didn't do too well.
Oh, well.
I go, you really need to practice.
It's random.
I go, you're going to be upset if you don't make it? Well, no, I'll be okay. Like, okay, just try harder next time. This is from a little girl who I love the most, and she is so smart. But the other day, when our fridge froze up or something, I had to get all the ice and dump it out.
Mm-hmm.
I was pouring hot water on it. And she goes, oh, look. The ice is melting from the hot water. Like, yeah, that's what that does. Oh.
Why was that news to her?
Ashton had to walk out of the room because it was so funny. Like, oh my gosh.
Wait, like she's saying she didn't realize?
Yes.
That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. She is my child, though, so...
Yeah, it's IQ. Cute. It's cute.
The apple doesn't fall that far from the tree, I guess. So yeah, not doing any sports, not having to take her everywhere.
It's a good feeling.
All the time. It is nice.
As a parent, to take a break.
It is nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ashton's having a baby. A couple more things. We planned a baby moon.
Where?
We planned this thing like 3 weeks ago on a Tuesday. And Ashton picked, and I'm like, all right. So I bought the tickets, booked everything. It was going to be great.
You're not going to tell us where?
Not Belize.
Oh.
Where?
Am I guessing?
What do you think? Yeah. Where do you think?
Is it in this country?
Yeah.
So it's like Quiz Bowl.
It's in this country.
Is it? Yep. Is it on the other coast?
No, it's not, it's part of the 50 states. What do you think?
I can't think of anything that like, I don't know where she would want to go.
Yeah.
I give up.
Maui. And the day after we booked, there was a little thing called a Maui fire, mother.
No.
Yeah.
So what now?
So we were able to cancel.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing we didn't get back was our Airbnb. They would not refund us.
Are they going to like?
They'll hold it for a year. Okay. So we're going to go next year.
Okay.
But even the airlines, we got our money back.
Yeah.
Everything else got our money back.
That's dumb.
And we found out that her flying over there at the time that we were going to fly with her pregnancy probably wouldn't have been a great idea. Her uncle's wife is a prenatal nurse.
Okay.
And she says she doesn't know what it is, but when women go take baby moons there, a lot of them end up in her hospital having gone into labor, and all those babies are premature. So you're stuck there.
In Maui?
No, it would be the main island because there's no big hospital over there. So they fly him to Honolulu. And that's where she works. Yeah.
Oh.
So we're like, yeah, it's probably a good idea. We found this out.
Yeah.
But I just booked it the next
day.
That's
crazy.
And we were still planning on going. And then we talked to her and we're like, yeah, that's probably a sign. We shouldn't go.
So will you go somewhere else, smaller?
No, we canceled altogether.
Oh.
We're just...
No getaway?
We'll get away somewhere. But I didn't want to go to Florida.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just sit on the beach.
No.
If I'm going to sit on the beach, I'll do it in Maui. So... I can surf. Oh, I like to surf.
Do you
now.
Surf now? Okay.
Yeah, we went to Hawaii last year in February
of
2022.
I feel like I don't know this.
Yeah, we went to Hawaii in 2022.
Was there a work reason?
No.
Oh.
We took a trip. We'd never been to Hawaii. We went to the main island, stayed a few days, and then went to Kauai, which is where they shot a lot of the scenes from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
It's a more lush forestry island, and... just stayed on the beach and I learned how to surf and I love it.
Fun.
It's a lot of work, but sat on the beach and surfed. And Ashton, we got to see some whales playing out there. Like, that's a funny story. So all she wanted to do was see whales. So I come in from surfing. You're laying there at our hotel, overlooked the beach. And she went to ask about an umbrella or something.
Uh-huh.
And everybody stood up. I'm like, what are they looking at? I look out in the ocean. There's a mama and a baby. Whale. Blue whale.
Uh-huh.
Huge. And they're playing with each other. So they're jumping out of the water. It's like SeaWorld. And I'm like, Ashton, get over here. She said, hold on. I go, Ashton, get over here right now. I go, get over here. She comes over as they're about to be done playing.
Oh.
I'm like, look. She's like, oh, cool. And they're done.
Oh.
I go, when I yell at you in front of people to come over here, it's for a good reason. This is all you wanted to see. And you're like, hold on, I'll be right there.
What was she doing, though? Getting a drink?
No, she was getting, she was asking about an umbrella or something.
Oh.
A chair to sit out in the sand. Or,
oh, okay.
Like, come on, hurry.
Oh, she did.
Look, everybody is standing up. Everybody's looking. But it was cool. It was really cool.
Wait, let's go back to this Airbnb. So you've got to use it by next August.
Probably September. September-ish.
So you're going to leave a 9-month or less old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For how long? You know.
Probably a month. No, we don't have a problem with that.
She's going to be breastfeeding.
She's going to try.
Okay.
She wasn't able to before. She's going to try.
Okay.
Four kids. We have four kids, so this one, meh.
Yeah, okay.
Her parents can watch it. My parents can watch it.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
We're going. We're taking this kid a month and a half after he's born to L.A. So
why?
For spring break.
In L.A.?
We already told Brimley that's where it's our year with Brim.
Oh.
And she wants to go to LA, so we're going to go to LA and do the LA thing.
Oh,
and Ashton's like, yeah, we can go. I go, with a newborn? Yeah, it's fine.
Fun. Okay, good.
All right. Well, like I said, I will not have a relationship with this kid.
They're so easy at that age. That's not really when they're that hard.
Yeah.
I feel like. Okay, LA. You got to hit all the hot spots, obviously.
Right. And we might go to Disney World or Disneyland. I don't know.
Do that Warner Brothers studio tour. Have you ever done that?
No, but it'd be fun.
I did it, and it was...
It was good?
It was amazing.
I've done the Fox Lot tour when I was on American Idol.
Oh, okay.
But no. They just walked us around.
100 years old.
Oh, yeah, so long ago. it was actually almost 20 years ago.
Oh my Lord.
So I did that. But yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
My brother Bo had a baby.
Yeah.
People didn't know my youngest brother Bo had a little boy named
Bentley.
Bentley.
Like, look how I remembered that.
And I've been to Austin like 3 times.
I've never met
Bentley. There you go.
Bentley.
Great kid.
Yeah.
Awesome kid. Doing great. So.
Do you guys have a name picked out?
We don't. It will be a B name, but.
Okay.
So if anybody listening has any suggestions that aren't like. More original and less known. So Brentley. Not like Brent or...
Bentley and Brentley.
Brentley or Brinley. Instead of an M, use an N.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Brimskys? No. I want to name him Brock.
But?
Ashton won't let me.
Brock Lee.
We do know his middle name.
Okay.
It's going to be Slick.
No, it's not.
Ashton named him that.
Why?
It's after my grandpa, who she never got to meet, but...
His name was really Slick.
His nickname was Slick. Okay. So his name was Donald Short, but we called him Slick. And he got that nickname when he was a kid. He was a great guy. So Ashton's like, yeah, his middle name has to be Slick.
That's important to know because I feel like now that it needs to flow. Like, the first name's going to have to flow with Slick.
Bum Slick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum, Slick. His first name could be Bum.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that.
Bum. We've thought of the name Brecken.
Okay.
Brennan. Bronson. No.
I immediately think stepbrothers. You cannot do Brennan.
That's why. I saw that movie and I saw the name. I'm like, I love it. I love stepbrothers. Brennan. Bronson. Bray.
Bray Slick is not bad.
She had a dream about that name.
Okay.
B-R-A-E. E-E-E-E-E-E-E. There'd be 5 E's at the end.
Bourbon.
B-R-A-E-E-E-E-E. It'd be different.
I like that.
Bourbon.
Bourbon Slick.
Bourbon Slick.
Burb.
Whatever we name him, his name is going to be Slick.
Okay.
People will call him Slick. You can't not call a kid Slick when they're cool. Their name is Slick.
Bourbon Slick Short. Like Slick Short. He's got to go with Slick Short. Wow.
Bracelet?
Can't wait to see what you come up
it's
with.
It's like bracelet. Permanent jewelry. Bracelet Short. Just don't say it too
Bracelet
fast.
Bracelet Short.
Just don't say it too fast.
That's funny.
So that's what's been happening in our life. Candace, our old boss, owns a bunch
she's
of...
moved on from radio a little.
7 Brews. That's where she's channeled her injuries. Yeah. Her injuries. Her... energy into 7 Brews on the other side of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And she's always been a Sonic girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I've seen popping up around here lately? Mm. Is drink places.
What places?
There's a place in Centerton, Bentonville, called Pop Up. So you go and they can make any drink that you want.
Okay.
You want a soda? You want a Dr. Pepper? What do you want in that? All the flavors and more.
What are they called?
It's called Pop Up.
Oh.
I believe.
Okay.
But there's another business that's coming in that's just like it.
Swig.
Swig, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like it.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, a Utah-based brand. Okay. Ashton knew about Swig.
Okay, yeah. I think we talked about it.
Yeah. So lots of stuff happening in our world.
Yeah, I was up just the other day doing some business in the Pinnacle area. And that area is so cute. And I've never...
Well, just... keeps growing.
It keeps growing. What is that area called? It's like next to the Amp, and it looks like a miniature downtown.
Yeah.
That is so cute. Whatever that is. And there's apartments above
it. It is cool. It's just got to grow more.
Yeah.
As far as get some cool businesses in there.
It looks like it's well on its way.
So we do the the walk, the Alzheimer's walk there. Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is actually coming up. Okay. We do that every September there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cool.
September 23rd.
Like, Rogers is cool. It's cooler than you would know if you didn't.
Well, and now they're building that soccer stadium.
Yeah, where's that going?
Over on the other side of, like where the only open land that's right there behind Qdoba and Mojitos and
right
stuff.
There?
Yeah.
It's so busy already there, like with the amp drive.
Yeah.
Like that's, why don't they spread out a little?
It's all just right. What it helps my house that I own just down the street from there.
But there's like, go outside of town a little bit.
Go, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We need to just make this a weekly thing and start doing like a weekly show that's 20 minutes.
Yeah. We need to get paid to do that.
Well, if you would like to sponsor this, we do sponsors. We do have a good following still, so we'll see how many people listen to this. I don't know. My mom listens. All right, Marcy, I love you. Thank you for coming. Everybody that's listening, thank you so much for the support. We're going to continue to do this as long as you listen, maybe, and that you pay us. All right. See y'all.